It's 8 minutes to nine on Breakfast, and James Carlton has some newspaper headlines for us.
Yes, Fran, good morning. And the Australian newspaper, the ADF, lifts the lid on history of abuse. 775 plausible allegations of abuse at the Defence Force, ranging from 1951 to just last year. Also related story, the Sydney Morning Herald, minister in retreat over Skype sex scandal. The inquiry clears and Stephen Smith allows the reappointment of Commodore Kafer, the head of the Defence Force Academy during last year's Skype affair. He'll be back at work by the end of the week. The minister was with Fran this morning. He didn't resile from his position that it was wrong to level drinking and absentee charges against the young woman who was filmed on Skype without her consent.
There was a time in Australian society when it was pretty standard practice in the face of the innocent victim of a sexual assault to try and bring her character or conduct into play, to drag up the age-old terrible comment that it was all her own fault. Now, I might be old-fashioned. I might be a lawyer who grew up in the 70s and the 80s and was trained accordingly. But it's wrong in principle to bring the innocent victim of a sexual assault, to bring her character into play. And in my view, that was what occurred at the height of the ADFA Skype controversy.
The Defence Minister, Stephen Smith. Have a look at the Brisbane Courier Mail now. Money for nothing. Queensland Health was warned more than 5 months before that fake Tahitian prince, remember him, stole $5 million. The piece saying that the department opened to systemic fraud. There was an elaborate ruse in South Australia, the public service there as well, but something much simpler. Public servants receiving kickbacks for buying office supplies. And the advertiser headline, Corruption Inc., spelled I-N-K, that is. We have the Mercury, a new golf haven for Hobart. The entrepreneur Greg Ramsey hopes to begin work on a golf course on the South Arm Peninsula by the end of next year. And that's the papers this morning, Fran.